I'm Jen, and you're Tonic.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Niall.
Welcome back to our podcast, Sweet and Sour, where we discuss all the sweet and the sour parts of life.
The good and the bad, whilst tucking into some delicious food.
In today's episode, we have one of my favourite people in the world. I was going to say my favourite, but...
Hey!
It is my bestest and oldest friend, Bryony. And I feel like this was my favourite episode.
I think it was my favourite too. It's the funnest.
Was it?
It was the funnest.
We did have a gin.
Because the gin made it fun.
Yeah. In today's episode, we talk about friendship and how me and Bryony met. So our childhood and the difference between our childhood friendship to our adult friendship.
And keeping friendships despite long distance.
Yeah, just making friends as an adult as well. So friendship in a more general sense as well as mine and Bry's.
Yeah. And on the menu today, we have... gin and tonic.
That's all. Just a gin and a tonic.
We were ready to party. I didn't want to cook.
Wait, what party was it?
Our
engagement party?
Our leaving slash engagement party.
It was our engagement party, so we were engaged now. I forgot.
Big news.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode and we'll see you on the other side.
Like hammered by the time we do our makeup.
I know.
A little liquid breakfast beer and then...
Yeah, I know.
We'll need to have lunch because otherwise it'll be an absolute disaster.
Right, ready?
Oh, it fell out the fridge last night. I was trying to ram the whole thing.
We're gonna off. Right, that was us opening a bottle of tonic.
Oh, here she goes. Baby! Yeah, so we are currently sat with a gin and tonic and a guest because we're having a party tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got that pre-party buzz. Very excited.
Well, yeah, now we're having a gin while we do a podcast, which is probably a bit risky.
We better not say what time it is, though, because...
It's past midday.
It's past midday, right?
Yeah, people think we're alcoholics.
Just past midday, gin and tonic. Actually, though, that's quite normal. On a weekend.
It's all right, it's Saturday.
What time is it now?
It's half 12.
Okay.
That's all right.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad. And we're joined by Bryony, which is Megan's best friend.
Bestest, oldest, greatest friend.
Aww, that's
Bry, Brian, Bry's. She's got many names.
And what's she going to be at the wedding?
Flubber. Apparently,
yeah. Flubber?
Yeah. You know the one, you know that film with the little green blob?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Meg
used
to call me.
Apparently, I don't remember. How mean is that?
Bitch.
We were just vlogging and Bry was like, yeah, you used to call me Flubber. I was like,
it's all coming out now.
It wasn't in an offensive way. It was just because it was cute and green and squishy.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That's like an 80s film.
I think we
90s.
Were hungover one day and we were watching Flubber and then...
On the video player.
Yeah, on the video player, and then that's how it started, basically.
That's so weird that I called you Flubber.
I thought it was
Flubber's
cute.
Flubber's cute, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to watch that film quite a lot, I think.
Yeah, I want to watch that. We should watch that tomorrow when we're hungover.
Oh, God.
So, should we explain why we're having a party?
Yeah,
go ahead. So, it's like, it was going to be a leaving party, because we're moving out in a few days' time. We're moving out of London. And then, obviously, you guys may or may not already know, but we got engaged in Bali. I proposed to Megan. So the leaving party is now a leaving party / engagement party.
Yep, all our cups currently say, well, mine says I said yas, and everyone else's says she said yas.
Mine says she said yas.
Where do you get these things from? Just Google it.
Amazon.
Amazon's got everything.
Party things.
Anything you need. Yep. So that's why Bryony's here as well, because she's coming for the party. And we wanted to do a podcast talking about friendships.
I think that's going to be our main topic. Mm. I mean, they always kind of roll off into different places.
So Megan's best friend is here, and I don't have any friends. So.
Yes, you do. Niall's friend was supposed to join us, but he's got a gig.
That was the idea. I'd get a friend in, and Megan would get a friend in. Turns out I don't have any friends. So
I'm your friend.
Bryony's my friend. Yeah, I'm just still Megan's friend.
I'm like a third wheel at the moment. It's giving me off, literally.
No, you're not a third wheel.
I don't mind.
Very excited for tonight.
Yeah.
So how long have you two...
You're going to be like our interviewer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Miles currently sat on the table opposite us.
Well, we need to learn a little bit about Bryony. And why you two are such good friends.
Let's learn about good old Bry.
So when did we actually meet? there's kind of a bit of a funny story. Because your brother used to date my sister.
Before we started high school.
That's
so
true.
Bri came from like a quite different part of Wales to me.
In
hence the accent.
Yeah.
So you were quite, we didn't know each other at all before high school. But then my older brother went out with your older sister. And I remember I added you on MSN. Wait, what was it? What was your MSN?
Oh, no, I can't say.
No, I love cute boys. I love cute boys. Oh, well,
so embarrassing.
Who doesn't?
I remember I added you because I was like, oh my God, this is going to be my sister-in-law. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I think Sylvie was really bad and I think she broke up with Emily on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, she broke
it. It was terrible. Yeah, and then your mum always used to bring it up when I came up for dinner. Do you remember? She was like, oh, they were good together, weren't they? Oh, so funny.
But yeah, then we actually met in year 7, didn't we? Because we both started at high school together.
Yeah, you were a cool kid though, and I probably wasn't.
I was not.
You
a cool
were.
Kid.
You were a cool kid, and I remember I was like, it was just me and Carrie. Do you remember? And we were
the
weird Welsh ones.
Yeah.
Just the two of us. And we were always really tall, and it just looked so
you were
weird.
So tall, weren't you?
Yeah, it was really funny. Actually,
you must have like stopped growing in year 7. Just
I did.
Really
I've literally
tall.
Been like almost 6 foot for however long. So embarrassing.
But yeah, that I don't even know how we became friends from that though, because our friendship groups must have like collided, because I had one really good friend, Georgia.
Yeah.
And we used to sit together.
Yeah.
And then you had Carrie, and then we somehow like
merged
together.
I can't remember how either, to be fair.
No. I think we just, the thing is, I feel like with our friendship is we have a really similar sense of humour.
Yeah.
And we find things really funny that most people don't. But that's, I think, what made us good friends.
Because you're weird.
Yeah, basically.
But the thing is, we turn into not the cool kids then.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think when we were younger, we thought being weird was cool, but then I think we took it too far, and then we were just actual weirdos.
Like all the webcam videos. That sounds really weird.
Yeah. What? Hang on a minute. What?
That sounds terrible.
No, but all the videos we filmed of us, like you rapping and me singing. Yeah. And dressing up,
was this the infamous rap video?
Yes.
Bryony rapping.
Yes, we still need to do a remake.
You look like Honey G.
Oh my
God! Honey G from X Factor.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
I wore like these Lady Gaga, like the old school big square Lady Gaga glasses, which weren't in then. Like they weren't a thing.
No. You were ahead of time.
I was.
They were from Primark.
Fashion icon.
And then she was wearing like a...
A nightie?
Yeah.
Which was really weird.
You looked like you came out of a hospital.
Yeah, but to be fair, I'd say it was me being a supportive friend because you wanted to do a video of you singing. Do you remember all of this?
Yeah,
you wanted to
do
a video of you singing, but you were too nervous to do on your own. So I was like, oh.
She made a fool of herself just to help you out.
I know.
Bri is a very good friend.
And we had like 100 views on Facebook.
Oh,
which
God.
Was a lot.
Which was a lot.
That
was a lot.
And we had like 50 comments.
I know, we couldn't believe it.
I think you had a future as like a duo.
I know. She's gone Britain's Got Talent, Bri.
And then we did used to do all the cute, like, I was your guitarist for a little bit, and we used to sit in your shower and film videos. And that sounds even more weird. So I think...
The acoustics, that's why we did that.
Yeah, we were cute, actually. We used to do little cute things.
And we used to have, like, webcam photo booth sessions where we literally sit there and pull... Do you know what? I always think that now. When I was a kid, I used to pull the weirdest faces in pictures.
Mm.
Like, you know, with your tongue out to the side and stuff. But I just can't do it anymore. I just feel so embarrassed. Like, I can barely just... I can't even do the duck face pout. You know, like, even when you're just joking around friends. Yeah.
You find it hard to be silly.
Yeah, I feel like I was so silly when I was little.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
just awkward.
Take yourself too seriously now.
No, I don't.
Lighten up, Max.
Jeez.
We did, though. We used to, like, spend hours just sat in the bedroom, like, Googling song lyrics about boys.
You have so much time when you're a kid.
I know, it's crazy.
So much
take
time.
It for granted. That,
the thing is, we spent a lot of time, like, talking about boys and also drinking alcohol.
Yeah, that was quite
at what
from
age?
From my mum's alcohol cupboard, we'd, like, mix together in a water bottle, like, gin... And then we'd have some, like, tequila. Oh. There were, like, non-named things in there, though.
It was something called. I've never heard of it since, but it's called, like, green wine.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember I used to do that thing where I take like a little bit from each bottle of my parents' alcohol cupboard, and there was something called green wine, and it was honestly like the weirdest tasting thing ever. And then we used to take it in like a Lucozade bottle and we'd go camping.
Yeah.
And I'd always bring the goods. Like everyone else would be too scared to do it.
Or you'd go to the shop because you were the tall one and you'd try and get it without your ID.
That was always
Hopefully
fun.
She didn't tall get
ID. One. Send the tall one in.
But you always were so tall.
I know.
Like now you've like leveled out.
Oh, thank God. That looks like 40 now. That'd be an absolute disaster. Imagine.
Yeah, but that was basically our childhood. We just spent a lot of time.
I swear Bryony was like an emo kid, no?
Yeah, we both looked like emo kids. Oh yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
You were into heavy music.
You were emo. Yeah.
I remember when I met you first, when like years ago, in Megan's first flat in London. Yeah. We were talking about like rock bands that we liked because I was like into metal music, or I had been like previously, and you were like talking about like Avenged Sevenfold and all those bands.
I know. I was cool once upon a time.
No, but I do think like
don't know if that's cool.
Fry is very cool. I feel like me and you are kind of like chalk and cheese though, aren't
we? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, because I don't understand how you two got on so well, because you're not in, you're like the opposite. Like you hate anything that's heavy, remotely heavy.
And Bry used to dress like, you know, big. Before Doc Martens were fashionable.
Yeah.
And now you literally are like, I can't believe you bought Doc Martens last year. Because I used to rip into her like...
Yeah,
you
all
had,
the time.
You had like thigh-high ones though, that were like punk boots.
Yeah,
and you used to wear them with
everything. They've always been slightly fashionable.
Oh, I don't know. I genuinely looked terrible, didn't I? And I used to have that thing where I used to wear like a ring on every single finger because
you were just quite rocky, weren't you? You wore like dark lipstick.
Rock chick.
And then we both had the fringe across the eye, all the way across, like
you looked
fringe.
Like a little bit of an emo, but you weren't into that kind of music.
No, it was really weird. I had the emo hair, but not the...
Yeah. Was it the same for you though, Niall? Because when we were younger, we had like a huge friendship group. There must have been about 8 or like 9 of us, but all of us were so different. Like we'd have some people who would have been classified. I can't say that. I was going to say classified as a bit chavvy though. You know.
Yeah,
like,
you can say
some people
that.
Who were a bit chavvy. Some people who were quite like sporty. Me, who was this weird rocker, and you, who was like fashionable. You loved fashion and things. But did you not have that, or did you just hang out with like a group of people who were all like really similar?
I don't know. Yeah, it's quite similar. My school split each year group up into like two sides. So it was A and B side, and like in my year, the A side was like chavvy people that like dressed in tracksuits.
That's so discriminating.
And JV. Well, no, it's just
right, you're over there.
No, it's not like we got there on the first day and they're like, you're a chav over on the A side and you've got long hair. It's like that's just the way it happened.
Like,
no, it's just because like you're with your friends and then. You end up getting into what your friends
are
into.
You turn into a chav or you don't.
Yeah, and we also had vertical tutoring, so we'd be like 5 year 7, 5 year 8, 5 year 9, up to year 11 in each tutor group. So like we'd be influenced like by quite a lot by like the year 11s because they're like seen as cool, and they were like really emo. So that's like why me and my friends from my tutor group ended up being like alternative.
Yeah.
Like listening to like really heavy music and stuff.
You were a bit emo once then too. I feel like everybody in our generation had an emo phase.
Yeah, like exactly. 7
to 8.
Do you think
people still do now? Like people who are 14 now, do you think there's emo?
I don't know actually. I don't know what the kids
I don't
are
feel like
days.
It's as big of a thing, is it?
No, I think now, like nowadays, I don't know if this is me sounding like a grandma, but like from when everyone was 12 when we were younger, like we looked horrendous.
Yeah.
We used to wear like just eyeliner and then that was it. Or like just blusher, and it was so weird. We were so out of touch with things.
Yeah, we weren't like with it.
No.
But now you see 12, 13 year olds and they look like us now.
Oh my God, some of them
are
just like
flawless makeup.
Yeah, it's so weird. But I think people don't have phases as strongly as they did because we used to go through different ones. So I was like a hippie for a while and then I was like a rocker and then I tried to dress nice and that didn't really go too well. So like you do have phases.
What do you mean tried to dress nice?
Because I was like, right, I need to sort my life out. Like I think I'd gone through a breakup.
And, the breakups.
The classic breakup. And you're like, okay, I'm going to, you know, get myself together. And I remember I like shaved a bit of my hair when I was younger.
God,
do you not know that now?
What, that was your attempt to look nice?
No. No, that was me before I tried. Like, I shaved, like, half my hair and then had, like, a really long...
But Ellie Goulding did that too, didn't she?
Yeah, but she did it after me, and that's what annoyed me. So I was like, oh.
You're such a trendsetter.
I know.
She is such a trendsetter when we look back.
And that's why I grew it out, because I was like, I can't have the same hairstyle as everybody else. So I, like...
You were, like, anti wanting to be, like, mainstream.
Yeah, but then secretly
you?
I would listen to, like... McFly in my headphones. Yeah, like I wanted to be cool, but I wasn't cool.
I actually went to the barbers once and asked the lady to cut a strip in the side of my head.
Did you?
Yeah, and she she just refused
to do it. Tram lines?
Is it? I didn't know what to call it. I just said like.
What is that called on a boy when they have like those lines there?
Yeah, tram lines.
Oh, not that.
Oh.
I mean like just a patch.
Like an undercut.
Why would you want that?
Because I had a big floppy fringe one side and I wanted to like shave the other side.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I had now, but yeah, I had long hair.
Well, the hairdresser just said no to me. She just looked at me like I was a twat and just said no.
Really?
Yeah. I was very, very upset.
Yeah, it's just weird, though, how people don't really have that anymore.
Yeah, there's not strong... Well, I mean, there probably is, but different.
How much time do you spend around, like, 14-year-olds these days?
No, it's just, like, you know, your friends, brothers and sisters and stuff, or, like, on Instagram, for example, you just see... Like, they just don't seem to have the same phases, and maybe it's just because we're old now and we're not really too in touch, but I just feel like there's less room to be a bit more...
Experimental.
Yeah. Because
individual.
Of Instagram, you know?
Yeah, it's because of social media,
yeah,
I think, massively. Because, like,
why?
Because they have that there, you've got makeup tutorials just there, you know how to do your makeup really well now. Like, we didn't have that. We didn't watch YouTube really only to find song lyrics to relate to heartbreak.
To watch Harry Styles.
Yeah, and that. I love Harry Styles, but we just didn't have that. And hair tutorials, makeup tutorials, it just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Or even fashion, I feel like there wasn't fashion bloggers much. Like, it was very minimal, at least. I mean, maybe that it was going on, but we just weren't aware.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd, like, log on to MSN to have a chat with your friends.
Yeah.
And that seemed, you know,
that,
like, the best thing. But now it's
and, like, updating your little thing that you write under your name.
Oh, yeah. This is song lyrics is what you felt at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. But when you used to come to my house when we were younger, because I used to live, like, in the middle of nowhere, we'd have no signal, do you remember?
Yeah.
So
and
we'd come...
to stand on a rock.
Yeah,
and
we'd, like, have to walk, like, a mile.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just enjoyed, like, being
off the grid.
No,
we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But then we'd go and check to see if we'd got any texts from any of the boys.
In the morning.
So we'd stand on the rock.
You were obsessed with boys.
No, just one.
All
right.
Yeah.
Not you.
My love life wasn't a success when I was younger, but yours was the constant one guy.
Well, but then I feel like we always tried to bring whoever you were seeing.
Yeah, and it never worked, so it always went. I was such weird guys. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's really rude.
They're not going to listen, I doubt.
But it was nice because I remember when you went through, like, a breakup or, like, a pause in your relationship, you said, like, let's go to your house and we will just, like, have a weekend of doing nothing because we'd have no signal. Our internet was, like, 2 megabytes or whatever, so you couldn't really do anything. So we'd just go back and we'd, like, play guitar, we'd learn songs.
Yeah.
Like, it was so nice, wasn't it? I really miss that. I miss being,
like,
that young.
Rap videos.
Like, rap videos, exactly.
Yeah, but life just isn't that simple anymore.
Yeah, I do feel for
kids.
You
don't have the time to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to anyway.
I would.
What?
But then I'd have so much on my, like, you know, responsibility now.
Mm. Yeah.
Back then you don't. You just don't appreciate it. But I think that's just the same with any kid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you two go to, like, college together? Oh, you didn't go to college, did you? So were you two in the same school until you left for uni?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went to high school together, and then we had that really big group of friends, which was nice. But there was always so much drama, wasn't there? When you're young, I think it's because, like, in school you spend every single day with someone, and there's just always some sort of, like, conflict going on, like, someone's upset if you have, like, a big group of friends. It was quite intense, wasn't it, I think?
Mm.
And then when we got to 17, then you... went.
I moved to London.
You moved to London.
And then we drifted a little bit, didn't we? I drifted away from all of you for a while.
Was that when you fell out?
I don't know when we fell out.
Yeah, so it was in sixth form.
So me and Bri had one big fallout, didn't we?
In our life. Like, we're not...
We bicker, but
we're not very argumentative friends, though. We've never been the type to quarrel or, like, be at each other's...
Well, you're not argumentative, are you?
No, I'm not.
I don't feel like I'm that argumentative either.
That's all coming out.
Why did I say you were?
Well, you just basically insinuated that. You're not argumentative. Let's say nothing about you.
Yeah, well, we did have... I think we've only had one falling out.
I don't feel like it came from a fight, though, did it? It's like we just stopped talking and both kind of held a grudge...
Yeah, and then it just got to a bit of boiling point and then we shouted at each other. And
did nothing happen?
When was that?
So what happened was, I can't even really remember, but we I think we basically drifted a little bit for whatever reason, like you do when you're younger. I think I had a boyfriend. Did I have a boyfriend? Probably at the time.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah, that, I think that was it. Like, I was going out with an older guy and I probably put too much time into the relationship and then we drifted a little bit. And then because we didn't sort it out, it got to like a boiling point and we had like a shouting match in the sixth form common room. Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so we had that and then we didn't speak.
Why can't I remember that?
It's probably blocked out your mind. It's so traumatic.
I did 1 year of sixth form and then I didn't do the second.
Right.
Did AS levels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
And then we drifted a bit, didn't we? And then you moved to London. And
but
it
then
was
you
shit.
Still came up to London.
Yeah, but it was rubbish because we used to spend every single weekend together. Like, I basically lived at your house.
You had a sofa bed in my room.
It was like my bed.
Which my mum then burnt on a bonfire.
I know. Savage.
So it was when we were moving out of the family home. She like had a secret bonfire and burnt loads of stuff. And
yeah, your mum
was like,
where
did the pink sofa go? Yeah, that got burnt. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Whoops.
That and was literally Bri's bed for like 5 years, wasn't it?
Mm.
So how did you reconcile?
So I can't remember what happened, but you moved to London and I still used to come up and see you, but it was different. Like, we didn't talk
as close, were we?
I just think when you get to that age, you get so stubborn.
I feel like it's a hard, that bit is a hard transition for a lot of people because people are going through so many transitions in their life when, like, you know, I was moving to uni, new city, but also like you're in like peak, I don't know, you're past teenagers, you've started to go into responsibility, and I think a lot of people probably have arguments at that time and fall out and have differences or just fizzle out friendships because everybody's just moving in different ways, but we somehow brought it back together because I do feel like you know our friendship is
exactly the same as when we were like in year 7 with you being engaged and me not living in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, like, it was weird. I think we just kind of started seeing each other a little bit more. I made more of an effort to come up to London.
Mm.
And then since we've got a little bit older again, obviously it's different when you're
even closer, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Because when you're an adult, I think it's about how like proactive you are with friendships and you've got to make the effort. So I think,
I feel like you appreciate friendships
so much
more.
Yeah,
when
I was
going to
say that.
Yeah.
Like, you, because obviously I've been with Megan now since, well, for ages, but I've noticed, well, you're just around more.
Yeah.
You're like every bloody weekend.
Yeah. I know.
I see you more than I see some of my friends in London who live down the road.
And that's the thing. I think it's about like making an effort, especially when you're older. You've got so many other commitments and it's so easy to let friendships slide.
Yeah.
But like, since I've got my car, for example, it's so easy for me to come up and see you guys. And it's nice as well, you know.
What time did you leave this morning?
Half seven.
I'm not
eager.
Eager for the party.
You definitely, I think, appreciate friendships like Brian and you so much now.
I appreciate, so much, especially through what I do. Like, I have struggled to make friends as an adult, like close friends. I feel like the thing is, it's just so, it can be so difficult to come across people that you click with so well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a friend like you, Bri.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think I'll ever find a friend like Bri. Like, that is the thing I always say, is Bri is like a friend in a million. And that's a lot to do with, like, your personality. Mm. And, like, I just don't think I'll find a friend like Bri. So, but I don't feel like I would have appreciated that quite as much when I was younger because you just don't think about your friendships. You're so, you're just thinking about boys and friends and like falling out and gossip. But like when you get older, and even though my friendship group has minimalized dramatically, the ones that I am friends with, I just treasure. But it's like that saying that you can count your friends on one hand is completely true for me. Like your
true
good
friends.
Good friends. Yeah. Like I've got friends, but you know, like,
yeah,
really, really, really good friends that you can just sit in a room and you don't even have to say anything.
Yeah,
is quite rare to come across without it being awkward.
It's weird as well, isn't it? Because I think like with fall-ins out, because we've obviously had that one fall-in out, but some people will just say that's it, like so cutthroat, and you actually lose out on perhaps like years of a really good friendship that you might be friends with that person forever. So
yeah, I know. But then there is this quote that I have mentioned in another podcast.
Another quote. Two quotes
in 60
seconds.
No, I've already mentioned this quote. I haven't said any quotes today.
You just said one.
Did Did I?
Oh yeah, you did.
No, but this quote I heard, and I think it's so true, that I feel like when a friendship breaks down, a lot of us think, like, you know, it's terrible and it's the worst thing, and you either like fight it or you get really like upset about it.
Yeah.
But I like, there's this quote that says, some friends are for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I think that's so true. Like, some friends do break down and you may not like reconcile and be friends anymore, but you learned something in your life with that person. You had amazing memories with them at that time in your life. There's people that I used to be really, really, really good friends with, and you know who I'm talking about, but I probably will never be friends with her again. And it is sad, and I wish I could be friends with her again, partly, but it just doesn't always happen that way. Mm. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to take all your friendships into, you know, the later parts of your life. Yeah. Some friends are for a lifetime, but some friends are there for that time.
Yeah, people change so much. And it sounds, I think I know who you're talking about, and she's just changed, hasn't she?
Your face. She crinkled up his face then.
Yeah, but it's a bit weird. It seems like there's no real reason.
I think there's lots of reasons why it can happen, but you can't really, you know, dwell on it. Like, that's the path people choose to go, and sometimes it doesn't match up with yours.
Yeah.
You can't really blame other people for it.
Do you think she'd really be that much fun to be around at the moment?
She was super fun.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem that way now.
Well, I mean, we don't know. But
this is what I struggle with friendship, though, because I think I'm one of these people, like, I'm very forgiving and I let people, like, slide with things a lot. And because if you've been friends with somebody for a long, long time, and you get like nostalgic, and then you're like, oh, but maybe it was a mistake. Like, I think in some cases, obviously, like with me and you, it's amazing that we got past it. Mm. But then I remember, like, I did have some friends in the past where I kind of am always like, oh, I'll just go back there. I'll be their friend. I'll give them one more chance. And actually just hold it on to kind of memories.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard. Like, you've got to be quite strong-willed to cut a friendship off, even if it is like harming you, or if it's toxic, or they're not actually really that good for you to be around.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it is hard. Mm. But I feel like you just have to realize that, you know, some friendships just don't last forever, and they were great at that time. Mm. I mean, I've watched it happen with my mum and her friends in their life, and she has like two or even one that has got like solidly stuck with her through it. And she's had loads of really, really good friends along the way, but they're not really good friends anymore. Mm. But it's fine. Like, that's just life.
It must be even more difficult when you're like, when you've got a family and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like the more responsibilities, the more difficult it is. Surely.
But I do feel like when you have, I feel like a lot of us, and I did especially through like uni, because I struggled at uni to click with people. I feel like we dwell on not having tons of friends because maybe we did when we were younger, but I actually feel completely fine with like the one or two that I have that are really, really close. Like, if I didn't have Bri, I feel like I would be a lot more, you know, I'd just having one really, really, really good friend.
Yeah.
Makes me feel stable.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you don't need to have loads.
No.
Some people do, and that's great, but you know.
And it's weird, isn't it? I always think, because like, I find friendship a really interesting topic. Like, such a nerd, but because it is interesting, I find like, why am I still friends with these people that I've known for like years and years? And sometimes it's just having something in common. I think sometimes with your school friends, it's quite nostalgic, and that's always really nice.
Yeah.
But I think as an adult now, it's really different. I'm not sure if you guys have found it, but in school, you have daily touch points with people. Same with university, so it's quite natural to make friends with people. Mm. And the same in work as well, like when you're in more of a professional life, like you have your day-to-day work friends as well. But I had like a funny thing that happened the other day. So I went to a party. I won't be too specific, because if this girl listens to it, she'll be like, she's a creep. But I went to a party the other day and I met this girl, and we got on really well. And I was like, I really want to be this girl's friend. Like, she's cool. Like, she lives not too far from me. But honestly, the thought of texting her and being like, hey, let's go for a drink was really daunting. And I just...
You could just say, like, oh, it was nice meeting you.
I know,
like,
but it's...
It is hard to build up friendship as an adult, I think. Like, really deep friendships.
I think it's
sorry, the last person I kind of met was probably Elliot, who we've had on the podcast.
Yeah.
And but like, you click. You
we did, yeah, we did click, and click. We just had like a lot in common. And I guess we were at that Gymshark event for like the weekend. So we did actually have like a little bit of time to get, and we got like drunk together and stuff like that. But I didn't feel like weird saying, oh, like we should like go for a gym session or we should go like hang out sometime.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It is like, I don't know why I found it so daunting. And it's something that I'm like proactively trying to change because I live in a city kind of, you know, a lot of my school friends are quite far away and my friends that are in Cardiff are quite busy. They live busy lives. So I'm trying to get better at being like, hey, let's go for a coffee and like being proactive
with
it.
Isn't it?
But yeah, when you're an adult, because you're more reserved and you put your guards up a little bit more, it's not just like as easy. Well, for me anyway, I don't know, but just to say, let's grab a coffee.
You're way more aware as well. Yeah. Like, you've been through a lot more life experience and friendships breaking down. So I think a lot of people shut off making new friends almost.
Like I'd find it easier to go on a date with a guy rather than ask a girl if she wants to go out for a coffee. It's so stupid. But I think it's because like with dating, there's rules around it. But with like adult friendships, there's not really any rules around it. You kind of like have to navigate it because you've got no, like in uni and school and work, you've got common ground. Like you said about Gymshark, for example, there's things that are naturally there to talk about. But
that's true.
And I think with guys, I don't know if this is going to sound sexist, but just from like my experience, with guys, like you have instant shared connections, like you talk about the gym or football. Like I like football, but you
it's
know,
harder for I do get what you mean.
So
but
what you're
I
saying,
was gonna
the girls
say,
aren't no into things.
No, it's not that, but it's like, for example, it's just I know
think girls can be more complicated in ways. Mm. I mean, that's probably sexist. I know.
I know, we're like, oh, digging a hole.
I do feel like there's a lot of, you know, people are scared someone's going to be bitchy or judgmental, and there's not so much of that with men in general. Mm. I think, because you're still friends with your whole friendship group from school.
Yeah.
And like our friends, like I feel like if we, can you imagine we had a reunion? I think people would hold grudges for no reason, just the fact that we hadn't spoke. Whereas I don't feel like that would be the same with guys.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't have that much care.
What I found with girls, and don't hate me saying this.
Here we go.
No, but
there's no men in this room, only women. Be careful.
No, but you can tell me if I'm wrong. It's just my opinion. But I think girls are way, way more competitive with each other than guys are.
I don't know if I agree with
that. Way more competitive, which turns into like insecurity and bitchiness and wanting to exclude people and, you know, talking shit behind someone's back.
I think
women
younger,
in general are way worse.
I don't feel like there's ever been a competitive nature between me and Bri. For
no,
instance,
not you
even
two, but you two are like best friends. I'm saying like maybe that's
like,
why you find it
like
hard to approach someone that you don't know so much.
I think it's more, it's not really about, for me anyway, it's not more about like worried that the person's going to be bitchy. It's more about like because I do like understanding about friendships and stuff. When I go out with like a group of guys, like in the past, if we've gone on like dates together or whatever, guys tend to like be like, oh, did you watch the football on the weekend? And then the guy will be like, yeah, who do you support? And then like, they can have like an hour long conversation about that.
That was like me and Gareth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. I feel like there's more shared common ground. But as I get older, I'm like, right, I'm going to try and be better at pursuing adult friendships. So how do I do it? But it's finding common ground. But I thought to myself in the car, I was like, you could probably say to somebody, like the half of the UK, you could say like, do you watch Love Island?
Yeah,
and then you could have
true.
A con- it sounds so stupid, but just something that's
have
like...
Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's actually been pretty good this year.
I have, yeah, I've been watching it.
You've got Carl on it as well.
Have you?
Yeah, maybe you can watch it together.
What? Trying to set me up on a podcast.
Sorry.
Well, we were supposed to have Carl today. That would have been just interesting with the subtle digs.
Yeah, well, Carl's kind of... Did you go to
Yeah, no, that's
Carl?
What I was going to say. Carl was supposed to be on this podcast because we wanted to show the contrast between mine and your friendship starting from being kids to you and Carl meeting as adults and how you two clicked. But you didn't click instantly, did you?
No. No, I guess we... Because we were at uni together. We kind of see each other around. And then we played in a band, me, you...
Yeah, you played in my band, didn't you?
Yeah, it was me, you, Carl, and Carl's girlfriend, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
that's,
for a project.
We did, like, rehearsals in our flat. And then, I guess just after a couple times of going out together, It also depends, like, when you're available. Like, if someone's, like, working when you're not working and, you know, there's never times where you're both available to go out for, like, drinks or anything, then it just doesn't really work. But it just, I think we had, like, timetables with work and uni where it allowed us to both be able to go out together.
Yeah.
And but you two have become really good friends recently.
Yeah.
Over the past year, I'd say. Like.
Yeah, over the past year. Yeah, I mean, like, all my other friends, like, aren't really around that much. Mm. That's what I mean. Like, Sam's not really around that much. Rob, they're that bit further away.
Yeah.
Living in Putney, which isn't far.
Further away. Carl's further away than that.
Yeah, he is now.
It's called
making
an effort.
Yeah, and no, true.
Brian lives like 120 miles away.
It is weird though, because I think when you're younger, your guards are down a bit, and you'll meet somebody on like the Monday, and then you'll have a sleepover at the house on the Friday, and then you're going on a family holiday with them. Like, it's just, you're so carefree when you're young, but when you're older, there's all these things like commitments, and like you said, your schedules don't match up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's
and
different.
And I think you're just way more wary, because you've been through so much more when you're older, that you're just way more wary of people.
But then it is nice, I think, like, being in work, for example. I've made really good friends in work.
I made friends when I used to work,
but it's a
lot.
Yeah,
I used to work.
But it's a lot more. There's a lot more effort that goes into those friendships to make sure that you're trying to pursue them. You've not got that those natural roots of like memories that you've had when you're younger, or like knowing the same people. And it must be so hard. Like, I really admire people who go to a brand new city and they've like start a brand new job and they throw themselves in, because outside of work, otherwise you have to pursue maybe hobbies, and then if you're like, I will chew the ear off a donkey, you know that. Like, I will chat to anyone.
So, like, I shouldn't
find it hard.
Corner shop, man. You find out his freaking life.
But that's the thing, though. I shouldn't find it hard to make friends as an adult. But equally, I think you're just a little bit reserved. So people who do that and go off and make friends and, like, put themselves out there, I think fair play to you.
It's just making the deep connection, I think, that is the hard thing. Like,
making
really deep friendship.
Yeah, like, you can spend a lot of time with someone and be, like, friends, and but still to get to that kind of deeper level of, like, comfort.
Like, from my own experience, from friends, like, that I've got as an adult, my adult friendships, I find that a lot of people have walls up.
Yeah, some people do stay a bit closed off, for sure.
Yeah, and it's hard. It is really hard to really, like, pass that wall where you can literally just, you know, sit there and lie on each other and not say
anything.
Feel
like you have to make an effort.
Not make any effort, but you're in the same room and it's not awkward.
That's what I'm going to try and do. That's like my goal.
Lie on people.
Catch everyone. No, I'm going to try and be better at, like, if I meet someone cool, being like, let's go for a drink. I'm going to ask that girl out.
Text that girl.
I'm going to ask her on a friend.
Text her now.
I'm going to text her and be like, hey, let's go. Because she was like, I'm single and I've always fancied going speed dating. And I was like, all right, let's go. Let's go do it. But you always say that in those situations, then you never text them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it.
We're going to go to our question segment now, and we're going to answer some questions that you guys have sent in related to friendships.
I'd also just like to say thank you to everybody that's been sending them in. I feel like we haven't thanked anyone.
Yeah, thank you.
They've been sending so many good questions.
Cheers.
Let me find one.
Hi, Megan now. So how do you find your tribe when you're a little bit older after you've lost your high school friends? I'm just feeling a little bit lost of friendships at the moment and feel a bit alone.
I feel like so many people feel like that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think
it's interesting she said tribe.
Mm. Yeah, that's
because that, like,
finding your tribe.
Yeah.
That suggests that, like, a big group of friends.
Well, yeah, like I said, you don't need a big group.
Yeah.
But I do think it's difficult, that transition, because a lot of people have big friend groups when they're younger.
Mm. But I do think a sense of community is very important for humans, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I do completely feel for her, because I felt that so much. Mm. Even sometimes now, I'm like, I don't have that big group of girlfriends, like, for our wedding, I won't have a big, massive hen do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know, it's okay to not have that.
I think when you go through that in high school and you have a really big group of friends and then they drop out, I don't know about you, but I take that quite personally. You know, if somebody like just cuts me out.
Yeah.
I really struggle with that. And I don't know.
For no reason, almost.
Yeah.
Well, they don't say anyway.
Yeah. And you kind of just lose that connection with people. And you're obviously going to look inward on yourself and say, okay, well, what have I done? Like, what could I have perhaps done better in the friendship?
Well, that's why I think people then have their guards up when they're older.
But there's two ways, I guess, you can go about it. You can either, like, understand what the issues were in a friendship and like us move past it and work through it, or you can kind of like not blame yourself for it, move on and just try and find new friends. And it is hard, like we said, you can't just magic up new friends and it doesn't just happen naturally, but you've got to be quite proactive with it. Like maybe go and do a hobby or go and do something that's quite sociable. And like I struggle with that, even though I'm chatting.
You just have to make a lot more effort.
I was going to say go like get into something like a class. Like a lot of people say they start jujitsu and it becomes like, because jujitsu is such a like close thing. Like you're literally like tangling up with someone else's body.
Yeah.
But you make really good friendships.
Yeah.
And it's like a really
a
good
weird way to make a best friend. We tangled up together.
Yes. Well, you've already got through like that kind of awkward stage, I guess. And you're also trying to like kill each other at the same time.
Yeah, that's a really weird way to make friends.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, not being so reserved as well. It just goes back to that, like, there's probably somebody else who's joined a group and they want to make a friend too, and you want to make a friend, but you both, it's like such a British thing, isn't it? You're so awkward to just be like, hey, like, let's go hang out. Like,
yeah, we are like just notoriously like just unfriendly.
Americans are so much more friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, go grab a drink or whatever.
We have an Australian in the room.
But that's, you've just got to go for it, I think, and put yourself out there, because I imagine if you go into a social group like that, somebody else is there for the same reason as you.
But it is hard to realise that. Like, when I go to events, I always feel like I'm the awkward egg in the room, but so many people say they feel that too.
Everyone feels the same.
Yeah, but it's so hard because some people put up fronts and they're, like, more confident, and then you in that moment, you just think, oh, I'm literally the awkward egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's about finding things in yourself as well that you're happy with and enjoying your own company. Because I live on my own at the moment. I just sound like such a crazy cat lady, but I live on my own at the moment. And I love it. Like, I really enjoy it because I found things that, like, I don't need to talk to people every evening, but, you know, playing guitar.
But you're learning
or,
things about
like,
yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're being completely selfless right now. You don't have to, selfish, sorry, right now, because you don't have to, you know, give your attention to somebody all the time, like you were before when you were in a long-term relationship. But it's the same with relationships, you know, romantic relationships, just like that. You have to love yourself first, I think, to really be okay in your relationship. Both sides have to really know yourself, love yourself, before you could really be fully in that relationship. Otherwise, I think it brings up a lot of issues.
Yeah, and go and do things on your own. Like, I'm the saddo who goes to the cinema, brings a gin and tonic and a cookie with me.
and a cookie!
Yeah, and we'll sit there and watch a film.
Yeah, I was going to say, that tastes a bit weird.
If it's a Friday night and all of your friends are busy, because when I was in Cardiff, there wasn't that many friends in Cardiff at one point. Like, it was just me and then, like, my boyfriend's friends. And that's, like, a different situation again, isn't it? My ex-boyfriend, awkward. But there's that kind of like thing, isn't there, where you've got friends to other people, and if nobody's available, like, go and do something fun yourself. Like, I'm very, but I guess it's harder for some people. Like, I'm quite independent and I'm happy to go out and
but I think
do
it's
things.
So important to do that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's all right to go to the cinema by yourself though?
And drink gin and tonic?
Because she laughed at me when I went to see Avengers Endgame
laugh at you.
By myself.
Yeah, because you went like
twice.
Three times.
Twice.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
And I cried.
I could go to the cinema myself, but there's some things that, like, going for dinner at a restaurant myself, I want like to learn how to do stuff like that better. Oh, I started playing something.
Sorry.
No phones at the table.
I was just playing.
But I would like to learn to be better at myself. I could definitely go for a coffee myself, breakfast myself, but there's something about dinner that
Dinner's
I need to work
bit.
On.
I've done it once. I've done it once, and I think dinner does feel different.
Yeah.
But equally, I think people think so much about what the other person is thinking of you, or like, why is the waiter thinking why you're on your own if you've been stood up.
Yeah, everybody worries so much about what everyone else is thinking around them, but people are in their own little world.
People are worrying too much
about,
nobody
cares, really.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, like, I, you know, I am a culprit for thinking that too sometimes, but we just need to think, you know, nobody really gives a shit.
But I think it's harder, because I don't know how old that girl was, but, you know, I think it's harder when you're 17 and you're still kind of not 100% with yourself. Like, at 23, I can do that, and I find it's really easy and I'm confident to do that. But when you're younger, I think that is hard.
Difficult. Yeah, so, I agree.
You know, it's a hard one. I don't really know.
But I just, how you change it. I think,
yeah, so
in
go,
response to the question, yeah, like, you don't need a tribe, but you will find the people that you click with. You don't need a whole tribe, is what I mean. But I mean, I get what she's saying. She's, it may not mean like a massive group, but it will happen. But you just, you know, you've just got to try not to worry about it too much and
be proactive.
Be proactive as an adult, because and not always compare it to maybe what you had before or what your childhood friendships were like, because things are always a lot less complex when you're younger.
Yeah, and take,
in ways,
take the responsibility on yourself. Don't think like, oh, nobody, those people aren't approaching me. Think, oh, am I, like, maybe I'm not approaching them.
Yeah, because they may be thinking exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And your family as well are great people to be friends with. I think
people
sometimes get embarrassed if, like, their best friend is their, well, not embarrassed, but, like, if your best friend's your mum and you spend all your time with your mum, great. That's, like, that's fine as well. If sometimes your friends aren't there, like, look to your natural people there in your life. Like, it can be your brother, your sister, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Your auntie can be your best friend. Like, I think people often discount family as people that you can spend loads of time with as well. So,
yeah, no, I agree. Right, next question. Hope that covers that one.
Yeah, we went on a bit of a tangent.
It always happens, don't worry.
Hi, Meg and Niall. I've got two questions. I hope you don't mind. I've never been one of those people who has a lot of friends, and I get on way better with boys than girls. And I'm wondering if either of you can relate to that. Also, have you ever suffered from loneliness? And what do you do to make yourselves feel a little bit less alone?
I think that's interesting about the being more friends with boys.
That happened in Love Island, didn't it, recently?
With Lucy, yeah.
Lucy.
Well, me and Niall are friends. I'd class you as a good friend now. I hope this isn't going to be an awful conversation.
Well.
Can you imagine? I was like, no, it's just because of Megan.
No, but I don't feel like you're mainly friends with guys. But I do feel like it's fine if that is the case and you get on better with guys.
I think it's such a stigma. Like, one of my best friends is a guy, you know, like Liam and Oles, like, best friends, and they're guys. But there's such, like, I think girls can be, especially when you're younger, they can be quite catty. Mm. If you get on with the boys better than the girls, who bloody cares?
This, like, is, we're what in the, I was 21st saying, century. The competitiveness.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess when we were younger, and, like, people have really weird connotations around what that means for the girl, and, like, it's just so stupid.
Well, I do. I love hanging out with guys, too. Yeah, like, I love, like, your friends.
Think about Adam Aykroyd. Shout out to Adam Aykroyd, the best guy.
He was just one of our friends.
And there was never, like, between me and you anyway, there was never, like, a romantic,
creepy,
I'm just trying to think, was there? No.
Are you sure?
I'm like, was there? No, I don't think there was. But there was
there definitely,
like,
was.
No, I don't think there actually was.
No, but do you know what else I was going to say? My older brother's friends were, like, our best friends.
Yeah, I know.
Through school. And, like, I love the vibe of hanging out with guys that, I don't know, I just feel, but I love, we had loads of girlfriends, but we had loads of guy friends too.
Rob Evans, like, he was always such a good friend.
It's really nice having different, you had loads of girlfriends too, didn't you, when you were in school?
Yeah.
You had so much of that.
What's it like from a guy's perspective though? Did you ever think, oh, I've got this group of girlfriends.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, oh, it's all, like, going to end up in a romantic relationship? Or did you ever just think...
I feel like you think that quite a lot,
actually. That's curious from a... I'd like to think that.
That's so unfair.
I've heard you speak about it before.
Well...
Back in the day, before me and you...
Oh.
What?
You had lots of girlfriends, but other things to do... They were a bit romantic at the same time.
I'm talking about in school.
No, actually, that is an interesting point, which you probably aren't going to want to talk about. But
we talked about it enough on this podcast, but...
No, but the girlfriends you had in Basingstoke, a lot of them were romantic at the same time, right?
They weren't... I wouldn't say they were just friends, ever. It's not like we were friends.
But had you...
It's not like we hung out and went, you know... bowling.
I thought you had girlfriends though.
When I was a lot younger, in like year 9, 10 and 11 in school.
But I saw everyone, you know, like
when you go out on like your bikes and stuff like that.
You had a good friend. What was her name?
remember. I'm not gonna name a name, but I know who you mean. But yeah, there was definitely chemistry between us. Like, we got on really well as friends, but she always had older boyfriends, and then we definitely were interested in each other, like, more than just friends. So I think, like, I do think sometimes when you say you're just friends, maybe one or both parties are hoping that maybe it can develop into something.
All of our
else.
Friends who were boys are just friends with them. But I was like, no, it's not romantic at all.
I did have friends that were girls. But in school, it's weird. Like, someone goes out with someone for, like, 2 weeks, and then they're going out with your best mate.
Yeah, but I do feel like I genuinely had guy friends so that there was no romantic connection. But I do think
they were,
often,
like, your brother's friends, and it's a bit different, isn't it?
I think often some guys think it's more than that.
So I think maybe often some guys hope that it could develop into something more, yeah.
But
they're too scared to push it, or they're too scared to ruin what you have as friends.
Yeah, but I think it's fine to have predominantly guy friends if that is who you get on with more. Then that's fine, and I don't think anybody can really say anything.
It's
about
really
it.
Outdated for people to have an opinion on a girl having, like, the majority of guy friends. It's just so silly.
Yeah.
If they've got your back and they're there for you, then, you know, what really matters?
Isn't it? And if you click with them, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Right, we've got one more question.
Okay. Just leading on from that, because I literally thought of this as we were speaking. So if I meet a guy that I want to become friends with, but, like, don't want a romantic connection, how do I become friends with him without, like, making him, like, leading him
think
on?
That it's more.
Just because, be upfront straight away. Otherwise, that is basically leading someone on.
No, but I think what you mean is, like, you don't want anything from romantic, but you're worried that the other guy's going to assume that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't know them very well to begin with, but you just think that you'll get along well as friends, that's quite an awkward thing to do, like, off the bat.
So I'd say,
you don't want to be, like, big-headed and be like, you might fancy me, but you can't, because we're just friends.
So I'd say get to know him as a friend, you know, spend a bit of time.
That's the problem.
Spend a bit of time, and then as soon as he gives you, like, any sign that he's, like,
and then if
trying
it's
to
Niall,
make his
he'll
move,
think that it's romantic. Silence. That is the thing, you would, wouldn't you?
But
you
quite
just
often
said
it
yourself
did end up that way. So, like,
our soz player.
But then if he assumed that it was romantic, and I said that I didn't want anything romantic, then the risk is that then it'll ruin the friendship in the process.
Yeah, but that's better than leading someone on.
I think,
because, like, why is he there anyway?
I think there's signs that you can do, because not that I've purposely friend-zoned somebody before,
because maybe,
like,
he doesn't want to be
it's such a horrible term.
Sorry.
But you can, I think there's certain things you can do, like, you can just talk about, like, other people romantically.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, like, yeah, like,
friend zone them, but subtly.
But not in, like, I think you want to be with me, so I'm going to really, like, amp up. But just be mindful, maybe, if you've got, like, an
influence. Yeah, that is true. You can friend zone someone without saying, I'm not going to ever fancy you, you're just my friend.
Yeah.
You can drop in hints like, oh, I'm going on a date tomorrow.
Oh, but that's just...
But then
it's cruel. That's actually really... It's a really fragile thing. I don't know.
It's hard.
I think girls are quite often naive, like, when it comes to, like, guys. Like, guys are dirtbags, really. Most of them. if you
yeah,
haven't
about your own gender.
Yeah, but, like, come on, like, if you have an inkling that a guy has, like, bad intentions, then you're probably correct.
Well,
right?
You had
so,
bad intentions
so
when
just,
I met you, but now we're engaged.
So just, I just say, approach everything with a very cynical mindset.
No, you know? That is not. No, I disagree.
Because a lot
I think
of
that's
guys
such a
and then,
way
and then no, and then as long as everything's out in the open from the off.
Well,
you know,
you were out and open from the off, but now we're engaged.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out quite as you hoped, did it? Oh. So it's Heathrow.
It's not Heathrow. It's like a fighter jet.
Yeah, that's such a difficult question. I think... I do think,
though, subtly dropping in hints that...
I do think girls are just a bit naive sometimes. Like, they're a bit... And I think sometimes they really do know, like, what this guy's intentions are, but they're... I don't know.
It's just being mindful of it as well. Like, I think sometimes I have seen people in my life who will kind of string a guy along a little bit and be very, like, overly touchy-feely with a guy. And kind of play into a little bit
more.
They
like the attention.
Yeah, and I think as long as you're just being as
everyone
you would
likes
with
the
anybody else.
Yeah, girls and guys both like the attention.
Yes, guys
but
do.
It's just not playing into it and, like, trying to, like... yeah, lead a guy on a little bit and being romantic. Like, I wouldn't be romantic with you, Meg, so, like, I'm not going to be romantic with one of my guy friends either. You know what I mean?
Touchily-feely.
Touchily-feely.
I'm not going to touchily-feel you up, Megan.
Anyway, I think that rounds up today's podcast.
Time to party!
Woo! Thank you so much, Bri, for coming on. She's the best, isn't she?
You're the best, and you can talk. What'd you say? Talk the ear off a donkey.
I can, yeah.
She talks a deer off the donkey.
I think I actually said chew the ear off a donkey, which I don't think is correct.
Is that not chew an ear off a donkey. That's a bit of a weird
I thought it's talk the hind legs off of
that's
a donkey.
That's it. Yeah, I always get my crocs and stuff, sorry.
Yeah. Why would you talk the hind legs off?
It's an expression, mate. Right?
That's a weird expression.
I didn't make it up.
Anyway, thank you so much, Bri, for coming on. You've been an absolute babe, isn't she?
Yeah, you're a babe.
I have to have you back in season two.
Definitely.
The only thing I'm interested in is friendship, clearly.
We should get your mum and Bryony on the same episode.
Yes, that would be a shambles. Well, that was my favourite episode ever. I actually felt quite drunk by the end.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm actually
one drink.
I had a drink before that drink too. It was the middle of the day, I hadn't had lunch, and you just sat there.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Everyone was in really good spirits.
That was my favourite one ever. I'm actually intrigued to hear what we said, because I can't remember what we said at the end.
Nothing embarrassing, I hope.
We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. If you did, please do leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And subscribe so you never miss an episode.
This has been the Sweet and Sour Podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Niall. Thank you for listening and have a sweet week.